Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Show on Radio Now. Happy Friday. I think I'm gonna take another shot of coffee. I am like dead tired today. I think we all are. It's just been one of those weeks where you got so much going on and you're like, woo!
Oh yes.
You know what I feel like? Our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, Lenny Bree. That guy, every time I talk to him, I don't know what he's on. It's definitely not life. There has to be something medically involved. But his energy level is absolutely insane. Lenny, how is it possible that you are always like Ric Flairing it up every time we talk to you?
I'm juiced!
See?
Wow. See, like I'm worried about that.
He does not stop. Oh my
that's,
gosh.
That sounds unhealthy, but okay.
Hey, I haven't slept since yesterday.
I believe
that. Oh my gosh.
I believe that.
Honestly, I don't. I used to do that kind of stuff when I was 21. Make sure you get some sleep this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you take a nap, Grandpa, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm going to try to get some sleep after the show. If I don't, well, then we're just going to have to be juiced all weekend!
What is this juicedness sponsored by?
Sponsored by Lenny Bree Energy.
Oh, okay. So like, we're not doing like any major energy drinks or anything
hey,
like
hey,
that?
Hey, don't give away the honey and the candy for free. You got to pay for that, Liv.
Oh, yeah, no.
Don't no you want to make
I just
ads.
Drink my own pee.
Don't you want to? Okay, well,
woo.
There you go.
Charlie Sheen stuff.
There you go.
Have right fun. From the source.
Have fun with your tiger blood. Okay. God. All right. Well, hell of a start to the show. Hey, we got a lot going on this morning, though, and we look forward to you being a part of it. You can, of course, call us. Who's got the early morning call? Who's on their way to work right now? Who maybe is just getting done with it? What are you up to this fine Friday morning? Maybe you're getting ready for a vacay. 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. Let's talk to you. Let's say what up. You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and on Twitter. And, of course, everything goes online at joeandalexshow.com. We feel like we're in a little cage where we have to put up all these blogs every day. If you don't check them out, it feels like our life is worthless. So go do that.
Yeah.
JoeandAlexShow.com.
True.
Live the Web Girl, who I'm talking about, has to do all that
yes.
fun stuff. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing okay. I am trying to find a source of energy like Lenny Bree. I am
just live off of my vibe, baby.
I'm trying. I am trying. Maybe I just need to inject some of your blood into my blood. I don't know what I need to do to get some of your energy. I had such a long day yesterday, so I left here. I went straight to my second job at Cycle Bar, and then I went straight from there to dance lesson. The ballroom dance
you
lesson.
You still have
I've been
not
taking.
Provided us video of you actually dancing, which really kind of bothers me that you have not done that. We've asked week after week, Liv, let us see
know,
you do your cha cha, your salsa.
I know because I just get like distracted when I'm there. And also, like, I feel bad to have another instructor or like teacher stop their lesson and film like me and my instructor. I feel bad. I don't want to like cut into anyone's time.
Don't you have like your boyfriend's dog? You can strap a GoPro and just bring it there or something. Just give me something.
Maybe. But so then I went straight from the dance lesson, straight to meeting my friend Whitney, straight to a Cycle Bar class, which I died in because I was just so absolutely exhausted, but it was such a good class. I felt so good afterwards. But so I did not stop from like 4 a.m. until 7 p.m. yesterday. I was moving the whole time.
All right, here, let's real quick check in with somebody listening early in the morning. Justin, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you up to?
I am on my way home.
from work.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I am a Verizon switch engineer.
Okay, what does that mean? Like,
I make sure that the Verizon network stays up.
Wait, are you related to that can you hear me now guy?
You could kind of say that.
That is so cool. You know, so you just like, you go around different places? Okay, yeah, you go around different places like, hey, it's Justin, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? No, I'm just kidding, Justin. That was a stupid joke. I'm sorry. Hey, man, thanks for being up early listening to us, and thanks for keeping people's phones on. I don't have Verizon. I won't say who I have, but maybe I need to switch because my cell service sucks. Thank you, buddy, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Pork Chop, you said you had a million things to talk about. I don't know if we have time for that, but let's start hearing how your day was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was crazy. So since I'm like semi-broke, I got a letter in the mail.
Is he improving now? Okay, continue.
I got a letter in the mail the other day, and it was like for a free pizza. So yeah. I went to get a free pizza yesterday. I won't say the name of the place. But as I was in there waiting, some other customer came in and, like, I guess someone had taken his pizza. So him and the employee started arguing back and forth. I was just ready to get my phone out to start filming, but then they stopped arguing.
Hey, give me my pizza pie!
Like, the guy was so mad. It was pretty crazy. I was like, it's really not that serious. It's just the pizza, guys. And then I was at the steakhouse yesterday. I did very well. I made great money, and I'm so happy for that. Except, I am so sad. I even woke up this morning sad because I got a bad review, guys.
At work?
No
yeah.
Way. Wow. Tell us about it.
We knew it would be coming, but what happened?
But here's the thing. No one knows it was me because it doesn't say my name. I just read the review and I was like, oh, that was me. So this lady came in and all she got was like a burger and a coffee, but it says that I never refilled her coffee and I never refilled her water. And it says she didn't like the way the burger tastes. And I was like, well, I mean, if you didn't tell me that, how am I going to know?
Did you ask? Wait, did you ask, how's the burger?
I don't remember.
Oh, see, bad review.
That's
bad
like
review.
I know, but here's one. How's your food?
I know.
How do you like it?
I don't know. Well,
wait, did you offer her to fill up her coffee or her drink?
I mean, she came in so quick. Usually when
that
people,
sounds like a no.
But listen, usually when people come in there, they come in to like eat a whole meal. Like they're there for an hour and a half. They spend a lot of time. I mean, this lady, like I started to do my spiel thing and she was like, I just want a burger and a coffee. I'm like, oh.
Nothing wrong with that. Good. I mean,
she cut me off and just did that. So I rang in her burger and her food, but before you know it, the time was done.
What do we learn about this? What do we learn?
Always check on everyone.
Yes.
Okay. But at the same time, she came ready to write a bad review.
Man, maybe.
Lenny, that's not even true, man. She came in there. We've all been busy in life. We don't have time for the person to BS saying, today's special. This is what we caught fresh from the sea. It's like, no, give me a burger. Give me a coffee. Oh, look, it's empty. Refill it. Even when I went up the other night with my wife and we had like just some beers, but they refilled my water because I told them I was really thirsty. We gave them like a 25% tip just because they're attentive. You need to be more attentive.
I know.
You're very qualified, but you got to do a good job at that. Lenny, real quick, how was your day yesterday, man?
Oh, man, it was juiced!
Okay, you got to quit yelling. You're scaring me. Let's knock that off a little bit, bro. Save that for Saturday. What'd you do yesterday, though, man? Like, what was the highlight of your day?
So I left the show, and then I went to the studio, and I recorded some music. I hung out with this girl who's probably listening right now, so I cannot talk about that too much.
She your girlfriend?
Ooh.
Have you defined the relationship?
You're putting me on the spot right now, Joe.
Okay, I'm just saying. She ain't a piece of meat. Treat her right.
Get some meat.
No, I'm saying she's not just a piece of meat.
Hey, oh. Where's the meat?
You know what I'm saying? You actually.
Summer sausage.
Hey, where's the meat?
Yeah, come on. Don't just hit the patties. Anyways, we look forward to hearing some new Lenny Bree music, dude. That sounds pretty dope. My day yesterday, well, let me tell you what. I didn't even realize that we had obedience training class last night for my dogs. Who does obedience training at 7 o'clock at night? I'm supposed to be going to bed around then.
Yeah, that's late.
That's for the next 6 more weeks.
What?
Dang.
Yeah.
Every day?
It's the Thursday nights. So, but I'll tell you what, my boys, Benny and Paddington, crushed the class. Man, you should have seen some of these dogs in there. They look like complete idiots. No, it is nice to see our dogs make so much progress. They still have some more to go, but it's like, wow, I remember when they were that bad. You almost forget how much. So,
how far they've come.
Yeah, they still got a little bit to go, but it was cool. Our dogs didn't poop in the room. Every dog, like, there's like 20 dogs. Uh-huh. Every dog's like walking around a circle just to de-stress. Dog poop everywhere. I'm like, all right, maybe you'd have your dog poop outside. That'd be kind of cool. So that was kind of our day yesterday. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know how your day was.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande has extended her Sweetener World Tour with a second North American leg. The new leg begins November 19th in New York and ends December 21st in Los Angeles. The tour will also include makeup dates in Tampa and Orlando after Grande had to cancel because of her allergic reaction to tomatoes. And a ticket presale begins on June 26th. The current North American run ends July 13th in Salt Lake City. Madonna was on Jimmy Fallon last night and talked about a big career change.
Why did you decide? That's like, you do stadium.
Because I want to, but I did that already. I want to do something different. Everything has, you have to keep changing. That's what life is all about. I'm going to only play small theaters. I'm going to stay in one city for long periods of time. And I'm going to get to know people. I'm going to look into their eyes. I'm going to sit on people's laps. I might even tell a few jokes.
Dude, seeing Madonna in a small theater would be so epic. I love that.
No, see, like, I get what she's saying, and here's the hater alert in me. I'm wondering if Madonna's just doing that because maybe people won't buy tickets to a bigger venue.
I don't think that's
It's easier,
true.
Like, hey, I sold out a 2,000 or 5,000 place compared to 20,000.
But she just did a stadium tour.
Yeah, certain places I don't get to see her all the time. I'm just wondering, that's just me. I said it's a possible hater alert.
Stop hating.
I'm sorry.
Hater alert.
We've got a hater on the line.
My bad.
The full list of honorees was announced by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce for the Walk of Fame selection. Batman, Julia Roberts, and Spike Lee are among the names to be selected and inducted into the 2020 Walk of Fame. In the television category, talk show host Andy Cohen, who is my president. I love that man. And Wendy Williams will also be honored with stars on the iconic L.A. Street alongside Married with Children star Christina Applegate and Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. On the music side, 50 Cent will be added to the Walk of Fame along with other famous performers such as Alicia Keys, Billy Idol, and Tanya Tucker. And also comedian Dave Chappelle will be on the Walk of Fame. The head honcho of Murder Incorporated Records, Irv Gotti, who is also the creator of the BET series Tales, was asked about Kanye West on TMZ Live because the new season features a new song from Kanye, so they just worked together, and he was asked about him.
I had the pleasure of, you know, spending some time with him. I love him and Kim's relationship. They, like, are truly together, and truly, he's a family guy. Like, everyone thinks, like, it would be, like, 8:30, he's like, got it, I gotta go home and eat dinner with my family. You know what I'm saying? And I love that. You know what I'm saying? It's a great misunderstood guy, man.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's time for your Friday fun fact here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
You're gonna learn today.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, actually, really, gentlemen, I'm talking to you. Listen up. Liv Porkchop and Lenny. Where do you think the word testify comes from? Anybody got a guess?
Oh, testes.
Wow, Liv the Web Girl.
Is that right?
Stealing the thunder. Yes, kind of. The word testify, you know, when you go to court, you got to tell the truth. You testify, you're telling the truth. It's based on an ancient Roman practice of making men swear on their testicles when making a statement in court. So, I mean, what do women do? Do they just swear on their ovaries? I don't get that. Mm-hmm. Are there mammaries?
People can have my ovaries. Does that mean Mother Nature doesn't happen? Because I will swear on those and lie.
Okay, I shouldn't even have asked that one. That's your Friday fun fact here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A Nevada mom was trying to help her son quit smoking and got him a vape pen, but that backfired when the vape pen blew up in his mouth. Have you guys seen this yet?
Oh my gosh. No, I haven't.
I saw it all over my Facebook and Twitter yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, she's trying to help the guy out, her little son, and then ended up having to take him to the hospital 5 hours away. They must have been in some remote location in Nevada. He ended up having his jaw shattered, and they had several teeth knocked out. The son had his jaw wired shut for the next 6 weeks and has since stopped smoking and vaping. Just insane. And he says he didn't think he did anything wrong. Sometimes people, you know, do things you're not supposed to do with it. And there's been 2,035 emergency room visits between 2015 and 17 with issues doing with vape pens. So be careful, you and Jewel Daddy, okay, Liv?
Okay.
I don't want to hear about you guys making the news like that. Well, why are people becoming so horny and not like in a sexual way? Like literally horns on your head?
Yeah, I need to know this.
Cell phones might be causing horns to grow on young people's skulls. Researchers at the University of the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia have found evidence that our frequent use of cell phones could be altering our physiology. Specifically, they're seeing horn-like bone spurs appear on younger adults. Researchers say it's happening when frequent users of mobile phones, that's all of us, tilt their heads forward to view them. That shifts the weight of the head from the spine to the muscles in the back of the head, which causes bones to grow in the tendons and ligaments. The result? A horn-like growth from the base of the skull.
That's honestly so freaking terrifying.
Yeah, that's not the kind of horny I'm looking for, so be aware of that. Anybody ever get food delivered to their house? Because you might want to watch out what's going on in your driveway. An Uber Eats driver was caught tugging it in his car after he had just delivered food in New Jersey. Of course, pork chop's home state. What else could we expect? I wonder what pork chop would do if he was delivering food. After noticing the food was delivered in a bag that wasn't stapled, the woman went to the man's car. She said she saw him tugging it. So she recorded the incident and called the police. He was arrested and charged with lewdness. But oh my gosh, what else was he doing? You know what I mean? Like, if the bag was unlocked, who knows what could have happened? I wouldn't have eaten the food.
That is so freaking weird.
2019 NBA draft last night. The New Orleans Pelicans selected Duke Devil star Zion Williamson as a top overall pick. That's pretty cool. Coming out in theaters today, I need to catch up. I think I've only seen Toy Story 1, maybe 2.
I thought you were supposed to see 3 a couple weekends ago with your wife for her birthday. What happened?
Well, her birthday's this weekend, but that was like trying to get ahead of it. Yeah, we just didn't have time. But Toy Story 4 is out this weekend. It's projected to make $150 to $200 million. And there's some new toys included. Forky, which is played by Tony Hall. The doll, I guess, is Gabby. It's by Christina Hendricks. And the comic duo of Bunny and Ducky are Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key, which will be funny.
Oh, I love them.
And a lot of people were surprised about this getting leaked out. A stunt motorbike rider named Duke Kaboom is played by Keanu Reeves.
Dude, yes, Keanu Reeves.
That's going to be awesome. Bad news, if you got Netflix and you don't like ads, there's a chance that it could be coming soon. Obviously, Netflix puts in millions and billions of dollars for their content. Now they're saying, well, we got to get paid for it somehow. So they're saying it's only a matter of time before you start seeing ads on Netflix. So I guess in 2018, they had $12 billion in original shows, which blows my mind how much money they spent on that.
Yeah, that's honestly so crazy. They have so many original shows and so many original movies. I have wondered, actually, how they do that, because they're almost one of the only streaming services now that doesn't include commercials.
Yeah, well, not for long, Liv. Commercials, they're back. It seems to be going around. I got off of cable and everything to just get stuff for free or for cheaper, and now it's costing the same dang thing. A family brought their bulldog to the vet because, well, it stopped eating. Why? Well, the vet prescribed medicine, but the dog still wouldn't eat. So they're like, well, we got to take x-rays because something's wrong here. Well, that's when they found not one, not two, but 19 pacifiers in the dog's stomach. The photo is insane. I guess it ate all the pacifiers. How did the mom or dad not notice the baby pacifiers?
Dude, okay, I will tell you this. My nieces and nephews hide their pacifiers all over the place. So they will randomly find them in the most random places. So when they get lost, you just assume that, you know, they hid them, they dropped them somewhere in public.
Are we reusing these pacifiers after they've been like cleaned?
I thought you were going to say after they came out of the dog's stomach.
Well, the same thing. I mean, obviously, it's going to be coming out of either the dog's butt or as they were able to pull it out without having to do surgery. This kind of.
And you're wondering if your people, if they're.
Yeah, would you wash it? Like do a good deep cleaning?
I mean, I am dumbfounded. No, absolutely not. Why? What is wrong with you?
No, people boil them.
You boil it. Boil it.
Dude, they were in a dog's stomach.
It wasn't the dog's butt. It was its stomach.
No, I mean, if it falls on the ground, okay, yeah, wash it off.
The baby's not going to know.
Stomach.
Okay, if you like ice cream like my wife, it's amazing. My wife can out-eat ice cream, out-eat anybody when it comes to ice cream. Dairy Queen, they're offering up free ice cream cones today with a purchase on, for Friday only. You got to download, I guess, their app. So if you're interested in that, check that out. Other food news, KFC is releasing the Cheeto sandwich nationwide starting July 1st. I never had this, but man, I can't wait to try it. It contains fried chicken patty, a mayo, a special Cheeto sauce, and a handful of crunchy Cheetos on a toasted bun. I'm sure it'll make me have my butt, you know, be a little upset at me, but I'm willing to try it. And finally, we got to get some selfies, guys. We have to take one and put them up on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. And maybe you could take a selfie and put it on your story and tag us, at Joe and Alex Show. But today is National Selfie Day.
Woo! Congratulations! Mm-hmm. Happy Selfie Day to all of my basic bees out there. It's a great day for us.
That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com. You know, when you grow up as a kid, you envision life to be a certain way. Like, maybe you dream about being an astronaut or the president, and some people do that. I think also when you start getting a little bit older and you start thinking about, like, who you have a crush on or what you find attractive, you're like, oh my gosh, like, one day when I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or wife, this is what they're going to look like. This is what they're going to be like. And, well, then reality hits, and for some people... not quite what you expected. Not in a bad way, but 833-JOE-ALEX. How is your significant other that you have now? How are they different from, I guess, when you were a little kid, the dream guy or dream girl you just imagine yourself being with? I imagine my wife, Lindsay, for example, did not expect to land a handsome, bald, fat guy with a beard. But gosh darn it, she did. So lucky for her. Now, I don't know, but I feel like she would have liked, Zachary Taylor Thomas from, like, Home Improvement back in the day?
Yeah, I think Porkchop, like, knows more about him than I do.
Maybe that's Porkchop's. I don't even know if Porkchop has a guy or a girl, because this will be interesting. 833-JOE-ALEX, though. But let's go around the room. Live the Web Girl. You got your guy now, Jewel Daddy. How would you describe your current boyfriend?
My current boyfriend is very, very laid back. He is very funny. He is just very subtle, I would say. Everything, like, his jokes are kind of subtle.
Is that what you would have expected when you were younger, or what you imagined your dream guy would be?
Absolutely not at all. I was imagining my dream guy, I thought that they would be loaded, like money out the butt. Like, rich, rich, rich. And I was also, like, I just imagined that, like, I would marry someone one day or be with someone one day who is really, really bossy.
So, like, he's kind of a pushover then? Or, like, what do you, like?
No, I mean, Jewel Daddy's not a pushover at all. He can be bossy. But, like, he very much, like, listens to what I have to say, and he doesn't, like, boss me around. He, like, lets me do my own thing. I'm a very, very weird individual.
Yeah.
And he lets me be weird. I mean, he might shake his head and, like, laugh or be like, you're embarrassing, but it's not like he's like, stop, or like, do this, do that, like, you should do this. And I think when I was little, I don't know why, but, like, I associated, like, a really strong man with, like, being bossy.
Okay.
And also, I kind of attributed bossiness to, like, trying to protect.
Now, Porkchop, when it comes to you, how is your significant other, Chase, how is he different than, I guess, what you imagine you'd be with later in life, like when you were a child, what you dreamed? And if you want to join in, by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX, I'd love to hear what you dreamed of and what you have now.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I was even going to be with a guy up until I was with Chase. So
you were, as younger, you think you were attracted to girls at the time?
Well, definitely when I was younger, I thought I was going to, you know, end up being with a female. But, I didn't have anything in particular. I just, because I love everyone.
So, like, when you were younger, you never, like, imagined yourself getting married and, like, what it would look like and, like, what the girl would look like?
I mean, yeah, no, I definitely imagined myself getting married and, you know, having kids and a family. But I don't think I never, like, envisioned
like your significant other that much.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if that's, you know, because you were kind of confused, maybe.
Who knows? Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What about you, man? What did you envision as a child, and what are you working with now for your dream person, your significant other?
So, like, growing up, my parents were divorced, so I never knew how a relationship was supposed to look. And I kind of based all my assumptions off of Disney movies, like,
yes,
Aladdin.
Me too.
Okay. I mean, that's actually makes a lot of sense. I'm not laughing at you. Okay.
So, like, growing up, I treated all the girls like, you know, Disney princesses. Well, turns out that's not how you're supposed to treat girls. So I ended up getting cheated on by pretty much every girl I dated.
What do you mean you're not supposed to treat them like Disney princesses?
Well, you treat a girl like a Disney princess, and she's going to treat you like Aladdin with no money. I don't know.
Oh,
she'll go for Gaston. In reality, no. Girls, I feel like girls don't want to be treated like a Disney princess.
I don't feel like that's all girls, but I feel like, I mean, there definitely was a point in my life where I would have gone for like the Gaston, but that's also because like I didn't love myself fully. But now that like I love myself and I've really grown into my own person and like who I am and in like genuinely myself,
yeah,
that's why it works with me and Jewel Daddy, because he's nothing that I would have imagined, but he's like perfect for me.
Let's talk to Stephanie this morning at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. All right, Stephanie, and for everybody else who's tuning in, what is it when you were a young girl you imagined this is what I'll be with this person, and what do you got now?
Okay, so I am married with a 2-year-old, and when I was growing up, I was like Liv, and I wanted to marry someone rich and, you know, have all the money. And I always say God has a funny sense of humor, because now I'm married to a Richard, but not the rich I was talking about.
Okay, so you got a little bit of the rich you were looking for, Stephanie. That's not terrible.
Oh, my gosh, that's actually hilarious.
Hey, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to, is this Anna? Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey.
What up? What about, so, what's your case where you were a young little girl and you imagined what life would be like, and what are you working with now?
Well, when I was little, I went to my aunt's wedding, and she had this beautiful, white, gorgeous church, gorgeous ceremony, gorgeous reception wedding, and I was just sitting there. I was like, okay, I want that. Well, been divorced now for about 4 years. My first marriage was far from it, so I'm kind of still hoping that I could still get something like that. But being married for 6.5 years the first time around, I'm kind of happy if I don't, if I don't get married again. But I am still hoping for my dream guy for sure.
Aww.
All right, Anna. Thank you.
Well, good luck. We hope you find your dream guy.
Yeah, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh my gosh, Joe, that is so savage.
I'm not trying to be, I'm just saying, geez.
That is so savage.
It's kind of sad. Bottom line, I want to know, does this guy have to share the millions of dollars he won in the lottery with his soon-to-be ex-wife? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And here's the story. A Detroit man was ordered to split $30 million. He won this in the lottery with his now ex-wife since he won during the middle of their divorce. So they were in the process of getting divorced. It wasn't like, well, maybe one day I will. They're like, yeah, we're definitely going to do this. It was filed. It was in the process of happening. Now his ex-wife actually got half the money. This guy named Rich and his wife Mary have been separated for 2 years when he bought the Mega Millions ticket back in 2013. And we're just now hearing about it. I guess the decision's been made. The former couple's divorce wasn't finalized until 2018. Now the Michigan Appeals Court said he has to share. And an arbitrator ruled the ticket was marital property. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? The couple had agreed to have the arbitrator make certain decisions during the divorce case. That's a mistake now. And an appeals court last week found no errors in the decision. Are you kidding me? So it looks like Rich is only half as rich as he could have been. But 833-JOE-ALEX, is this not bullcrap? And I would say the same thing if the woman did it too. If you clearly say, hey, I no longer want to be with you, and you're in a committed relationship such as a marriage, there's legal work and paperwork crap you have to do. If I just wanted to, if I was dating my wife Lindsay and I broke up with her, hey, we're done. But are you serious? Why is she entitled to half of that lottery winnings?
Okay, so I kind of get this. The only reason why I'm saying that is because my boyfriend Jewel Daddy plays the lottery twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
He's such a degenerate gambler, but anyways.
Not degenerate, because he's up right now, so it's not degenerate if you're up.
Oh, okay.
But sure. He does like to gamble. So the only reason why I get this is because we make plans all the time of what we're going to do if he does win. All the time. And so, like, if one day he finally wins, it's like, oh my, and we're like going through a divorce, or if we're breaking up, it's different, but say that we're married and we're going through a divorce, it's like we made so many plans for that money, and I was included in those plans. Also, I have had to buy his lottery tickets before. Like, there's been times where he's been sick or he's been at work late and he's like, I'm not going to have time to go and get a lottery ticket. Will you please go and get one for me? So I've paid for his lottery ticket sometimes. So I deserve part of that, because it's a numbers game. The more chance chance it, the more you buy a lottery ticket, the higher your chances of winning. So every time you buy him one, it's hiring his probability.
But she didn't buy him one. Liv, your argument is invalid.
You think that throughout their entire marriage,
Lenny, please,
she did not buy a lottery ticket for him?
She might have, but the point is it was clearly decided that, hey, we are no longer going to be with each other. Sure, we're stuck each other legally for a little bit longer, but it was like, I'm done with you, you're done with me. It just says crap takes forever to actually make it official.
I agree with Joe.
Thank you, Lenny. Thank you. It's just Garen, if I got your name right, I apologize if I didn't. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
I agree. I think it's bullcrap. She should have just walked away from it. He should have had the money because they had already agreed, hey, we're getting divorced. We're separating. What they had at the beginning of the divorce should have been what split, not what he won after the divorce started.
You know what I'm kind of wondering, and I don't know if people would call in because they're so upset, maybe they don't even want to talk about it anymore. Hey, Garen, thank you for calling. I want to know, what did you kind of end up losing in the divorce? Because right here, this guy, it wasn't even his property necessarily, but the arbitrator's like, well, technically you're still married and you had it while you're married, so I'm going to have to give this to part of this to your ex-wife. But I bet there's a lot of people listening, men and women included, that have lost something in their marriage. Is this Kenton?
Yeah, this is Kenton. I've never lost anything through any divorce or anything, but what if they have kids? I mean, it would benefit the kids if they fit it, you know?
Yeah, that is so true.
Just for the kids' sake.
I 1,000% agree.
Come
with
on,
that.
But we know she's not going to use the money
no,
on the kids.
No, we don't know that. We don't know that.
She's
going to
go buy a handbag.
No, when you assume, gosh.
But
so
at least there's kids there to get some of it. So, you know, if there is kids.
Look at you. You're actually thinking about everybody involved. I'm just selfishly thinking about one person. That's a good point. Thank you, Kenton, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Carl, what's going on with you? What'd you want to say?
Oh, I think it's a bunch of crap. I went through a divorce. My ex actually got pregnant while I was going through a divorce, and I could not get the divorce until she had the baby.
Pregnant with your baby or another person's?
Not with mine.
What?
Another person.
Oh, man, that really sucks.
Yes, it does.
Dude,
it
okay.
It took 2 years.
Now, you didn't have to pay child support, right?
No, it's not mine.
Well, I know, dude, but I've heard about people having to pay when it's not theirs. Okay.
I don't get it.
I actually had the kids, so my other kids, so I kept them.
Okay.
So I have a question. Like, did they not want to go through the divorce because, like, it would put stress on her while she was pregnant?
No.
Why did
they
wait?
They just want to prove it's mine and not the other person's.
Okay. Makes sense.
That actually kind of makes sense, though.
Well, Carl, man, I'm sorry you went through that, but I'm glad you did because that's a heck of a story to share with everybody. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show at 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jada Pinkett Smith was on her Facebook show, Red Table Talk, and was answering a fan's question when a fan asked this.
Jada, have you ever had a threesome?
I had a threesome once. I was very, very young.
Was it
like
enjoyable?
early 20s. I didn't like it.
Oh.
Is it awkward? I didn't like it. It just didn't have the level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I tried it once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that's not for me.
I've always thought about like having one, but I realize I can barely get through with another person.
Yeah, like the pressure would destroy you.
I just don't have the energy. I'm kind of a lazy
You're
lover at times.
Too lazy.
That's a lot of work, guys.
Okay, despite saying that his threat to fight Tom Cruise in a UFC fight was a joke, Justin Bieber has apparently said that he will fight Tom Cruise in a secret phone call. Last week, Ari Emanuel, who is the co-CEO of the William Morris Endeavor Agency and that owns UFC.
Okay,
so he reportedly called Bieber's manager and then conferenced in Cruz's manager, and she confirmed that Cruz was 100% in.
That is awesome.
Yeah, Bieber's manager said that he would definitely fight Cruz, and the biggest fight in UFC history could be on its way. I mean, let's freaking go.
Let's do it. I want to see it happen. I don't feel like it will. I feel like this is some stupid promotional stunt.
You know, maybe it's like positive intuition. Like if we put the vibes out there, it'll happen.
I really feel like Tom Cruise would just destroy Bieber. I really do.
Don't say that about my boyfriend.
He's telling you the reality, Liv. You got to live in it.
Anthony Davis, so the ex-Pelicans star who was recently traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, will now join new teammate LeBron James on the big screen as in the cast of the upcoming Space Jam 2. So Davis will be featured in a key role for the sequel to the 1996 Warner Brothers animation classic alongside LeBron James. The Portland Trail Blazers, Damian Lillard, with Golden State Warriors Klay Thompson and WNBA stars Diana Taurasi and Nika Aguamike will also be in the film. So there's no word on the role Davis and the other NBA and WNBA stars will play or if the plot of the film will resemble that of the original films.
I got excited, but I feel like this will not live up to Space Jam 1.
No, it won't. And here's the thing. LeBron James has struggled for so long to get other NBA players to be in this film because he has no friends in the NBA. LeBron James is the absolute worst. I hate him.
I would be in the
movie. He's spending more time on this film than he is at the Lakers, but he's blaming all of his other Lakers players for why they're so bad. The only reason why Anthony Davis is in it is because LeBron James literally is the one who got him to go to the Lakers and out of the Pelicans' mess.
I wish you'd actually tell us how you feel about LeBron James.
I'm sorry. I just think it's like embarrassing that he literally has asked so many other NBA players and everyone has turned him down. He has no friends in the NBA. Okay, anyways, sorry about that.
You want to breathe real quick?
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay.
All right, I'm reset. I'm ready to go. A Scooby-Doo reboot is in the works, and it includes a loaded celebrity cast.
You'll never guess who's going to turn up on Scooby-Doo. And guess who?
It looks like we have a real mystery on our hands.
Of course it's a real mystery. You just saw... There's a cat-headed mummy trashing my apartment.
Yep, that was Ricky Gervais. So he's going to be starring. Along with him is going to be Wanda Sykes, Sia, and NBA star Chris Paul. The show will premiere next week on Boomerang. Are you excited, Joe? What?
I don't know. I'm not a huge Scooby-Doo fan.
Yikes. Shaggy. Okay.
You must be too old.
No, I was. Oh, you know what? Don't bring age into this.
I'm just kidding. Tyler Perry has a brand new show coming, and I'll tell you all about that in the next Garbage.
For more Garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Freak Show Friday. Maybe you're a freak, or at least people accuse you of being so. We'd like to hear the weird stuff. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or hit us up at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Kirsten, right?
I keep on butchering.
Kirsten, I'm sorry I'm ruining your name. Kirsten, I can't read. That's one thing you know about me here on the Joe and Alex Show. Why are you calling in today for Freak Show Friday, Kirsten?
Hi. Okay. So, I'm calling in for Freak Show Friday. Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed. I literally have not told anyone. And other than this, I'm, like, super normal. I swear.
Sure, but, sure. We believe you.
Yeah, that's what everyone who's normal says.
So, twice a week, I will take a Coke bath. Meaning... I will fill up my bathtub like all the way with soda, and I will sit in it, and I will bathe in it. And I know it sounds so weird and so crazy, but it feels so good.
What do you mean it feels good?
What?
Like, I feel like it would be sticky and cold. Like I like to drink Coke, but I couldn't imagine taking a bath in it. What? How do you even get into this?
Okay, well, it's like, I love the feeling of the carbonation and the bubbles, like, on my skin. But, so basically, one time, I, you know, was just sitting at home and some Coke spilled on my arm. And I was like, this is okay. I like the bubbles. And it felt weird, but it felt good. And so I just decided, well, let me see what happens if I do it on my whole body. So when I moved in my apartment by myself, I just did it. And now I do it like twice a month.
Okay, real quick, I'm just trying to understand this. I mean, I guess the price point, depending on if you get a deal on cans or 2 liters, like it'd probably be the same cost as going to a spa. Like it wouldn't be expensive.
No, it would be cheaper than that. Are you serious? Yeah. Spas can, like a massage.
But I guess my question, and I'm wondering, has anybody even heard of this? Maybe you, what would it be, like a medical person? Like what is I don't know the proper term. If you do stuff with skin therapy or whatever, like, has anybody heard of people doing this? Because it's good for them. Maybe there are some benefits. I don't know. Or maybe it's bad for you. But how do you actually do this? Are you taking like just 2 liters and pouring it in? Are you getting 12-pack and just getting tons of 12-packs and cracking the can and then bloop, 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 bloop? Like, how long does it take to fill the bathtub?
Like, I'm not like a really, really, really psycho. So I do use 2 liters.
Okay. That's
that
a little bit easier
then. Bizarre and gross. I would just feel so sticky. I mean, your skin has to be as dry as a desert.
Joe, was the word you're looking for a dermatologist?
Yes.
Well, the only issue I have is since I started doing it, I have a little bit of a rash on my legs and on my arms and on my back and on my stomach.
Okay, a little rash over on your legs, arms, back,
her
and
whole
stomach.
Body.
Okay.
Her whole body's getting a rash. Dermatologist, 833-JOE-ALEX, do you know if there's any side effects? Like, I always heard Coke was good for removing stuff. Like, you want rust off something? Put some Coke on it. Like,
gosh.
It really breaks it down. Like, I'm afraid, Kirsten, that it's breaking down your skin or your body or something. I mean, I don't know, but...
Well, people still drink it. I mean, I've heard of, like, yeah, use Coke and put it on your, like, car battery or something like that.
That doesn't scare you that your skin might, you know, like if it has that corrosive effect?
Not really. It just feels, you know, it feels good. So why not do it?
Now, have you tried anything else? Have you ever been like, man, I wonder what Mountain Dew would be like? Or like, what's a Dr. Pepper like? Because I bet Dr. Pepper's amazing. 23 flavors? It's got to feel great.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper smells really good, but I haven't tried Dr. Pepper yet.
Okay, wait, so Dylan wants to know, around how many 2 liters are you using?
Gosh.
I would say around 8.
Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. And you are not concerned at all about this rash that is all over your body that is probably caused from bathing in soda.
It probably is, and it is pretty itchy. But, like, some cortisone, like, I just wear, like, a long sleeve. And I know it's summer now, but, yeah, I'm fine.
This is so crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Kirsten, I mean, we expect nothing less. It is Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. So, I mean, are you going to keep on doing this even though you have these side effects?
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like I said, it's only started, like, 2 months ago, and I only do it twice a week, so maybe I'll dial it back and see what the rash does. I don't know.
All right. Well, wow. Hey, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. I mean, at least if you know you like pop, she's got plenty of it on there. So,
ugh.
You know, at home, plenty to go around. That is just, I understand, like, the sensation because it does feel good. Like, when I drink, like, a nice Coke, like a fountain Coke from McDonald's, oh, it just tastes so good.
Yeah, like, the tingle in the mouth is cool.
The carbonation.
Yeah, but, like... I mean, to have it all over your body,
What's so funny, Porkchop? What's so funny?
It's uncomfortable to hear Liv say the tingle in the mouth.
From soda, like a Diet Coke from, like, McDonald's, the tingle in the mouth you get is
saying tingle in the mouth.
No, it's like, you're never going to find that anywhere else.
Porkchop, listen, we've figured out that Liv likes the tingle in her mouth, okay?
I do. Sue me.
It's Freak Show Friday on the Joe and Alex Show. When somebody would ask you this question, hey, should you lie? Most likely you'd say no, you don't lie because when you lie, you got to remember all the lies you tell. When you tell the truth, it's easy because, well, it's a truth. 833-JOE-ALEX. In this case, though, should she lie to her parents and, you know, hide this secret? Or should she actually tell them the truth? What is it? Well, it's somebody I know. And I'm going to give very vague details because, well, we know a lot of people working in radio. But this person, it's a female. She's 28 years old. And she stays the night at her guy's house, her boyfriend's house. They've been dating for a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it's been a while. It's not a brand new thing. And the family knows the guy, but they do not know that she actually stays over at his house. And I'm sure they probably do more than that, but you know what I mean? You could put the...
So she, like, spends the night every night?
Yes. Well, a lot of times. Not every night, but pretty close to it. She's definitely not... She's been there a lot. And her family does not want her, in general, not this guy, but any guy, to be at the house staying the night until she's actually in a committed, like, marriage.
Right.
And I get that. It's kind of old school.
Yeah, it's traditional.
But here's my question, though. She's 28. She's not 18. Mm-hmm. Like, eventually, like, how long do you have to follow your parents' wishes and rules? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And I'm not even saying that a parent expecting that out of a child is a bad thing. I'm not going there with it. But I'm saying, when do you become your own person and decide, this is my life, this is how I'm going to live it?
Well, she clearly already is, but she's just not telling her parents that.
That's what I'm saying. So she's hiding. But I feel like if she was clearly living her true self or true stuff live, she would tell her parents, like, because they ask and she says no. So they've asked. They're still prying at 28. Say, you're not staying over there. You're like, oh, no.
See, but like,
she's 28 years old.
I just think that who is it really hurting that she's like lying to them and like telling them that she doesn't stay over there?
It's hurting her because I know she doesn't like to keep up the lie. And then what are they going to do when they actually find out she's lying? They're going to be like, how could you lie to us? It puts her in a spot she should
find out.
I feel like every lie gets found out, Liv.
Didn't you see the Friends episode where like the parents, they came over to the house and like the girl was sleeping there, or the guy was there? I don't know. That's funny. Did you see it, Joe? The Friends episode? Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Pork Chop on point with the references this morning. By the way, if somebody could just call simply to confirm they know what Pork Chop's talking about so he doesn't get all bummed out, 833-JOE-ALEX. But I understand that. Like, Liv, not to get too personal and prod, mm-hmm. but you're how old?
I'm 25.
Okay, do your parents have certain rules that they expect? Because to me, you're a young adult. Mm-hmm. Do they still have things that, like, Olivia, we do not want you doing this.
Yeah, 1,000%. I wouldn't say they're rules, like they're going to punish me and take my phone away or anything like that, but they do have certain expectations for me.
But you can do whatever you want.
And my sisters.
Can you do whatever you want? Let's get right to the point. Can you do whatever you want and there's no consequences? They won't disown you or take something away or something?
So I don't know. If there's like a lot of... My parents used to joke around being like, if you guys get a tattoo, we're not going to help you pay for college, or we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, whatever. And I think it was more of just like a playful joke.
Yeah.
But now at 25, if I got a tattoo, do I necessarily think that they would take anything away from me? No, not really. But it would disappoint them. It would make them super disappointed and super sad, which is worse. I'd rather get my phone taken away for a week than like have my parents be like super sad and disappointed in me.
Hey, good morning, DJ. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, Joe.
What up? What'd you want to say?
Hey, so I'm trying to figure out why she's 28 and still living at home with the parents.
I don't think I said that.
No, you didn't clarify.
No, okay. Then let me clarify, DJ. Maybe this will change your thing you're going to say. She doesn't. She has an apartment. She lives on her own. She's an independent. She has a full-time job. I'm not going to get into any more details. But, yeah, she has a 9-to-5 and she takes care of herself. She's not on the mommy and daddy tab.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that she – okay. I thought you said she was at her mom and dad's house.
No.
It is what it is.
So, like, should she just tell her parents the truth, or should she keep on having to lie, and is that what she should do, just so it's easier?
I mean, just lie. I mean, you don't want to make your parents mad at you, you know.
But you don't know
how long you're going to have them. So you gotta respect them. Just lie to them. If you don't live with them, then, you know, it is what it is.
I get that, but don't you guys feel like the actual pressure of lying to your family or like the expectations? Like, I know nobody wants to let their mom or dad down, but isn't it better like once you finally just pull off the bandage, like, you know what, mom and dad? Yeah, I've been seeing this guy for a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, I stay the night at his place, and yeah, we get it on.
Yeah, I mean, having secrets with your family or with your parents is never great. It never feels good. But I mean, the reality is probably a lot of people, I would say probably 70% of people have like lied to their parents or keep things from their parents.
I just feel so bad for her. What do you think, Lenny? If you were this girl's guy, would you expect her to actually say something, or would you be fine with her lying?
Hell no, you don't lie to your mom about me. You better show me off, girl.
Well, it's not like she's lying that you all are dating, but also you do realize that if she were to tell the truth, the parents would probably hate the boyfriend and hate the significant other and put part of the blame on you. So would you want your girlfriend and your future wife maybe's parents to hate you and not respect you?
Well, I mean, I feel like if you open it up and if you're the reason that she tells the truth, that the parents will respect you more that you wanted her to be honest with them. It's hard to keep a lie from your parents in the first place. You know what I mean?
Let's
and
talk-
it sucks It's not really being able to be honest.
Yeah, it does suck being honest, but like I don't think like the older you get, it's really not that hard to keep stuff from your parents.
Tony, let's wrap things up with you. What did you want to say? Tony, are you there, my man? Sorry, let me try it again. Are you there? What's up? What do you want to say, Tony?
Yeah, I'm there. So I get it. I understand the whole lying perspective, but I mean, at some point, I've been through there, and you just got to look at your parents and tell them what you're doing, and they're going to look at you and tell you that you're stupid and that you might be a dumbass. But and you got to remember, their parents were doing the same thing to them 80 years ago.
Yeah, I think every parent does that.
Oh, for sure.
And I think, you know what, at the end of the day, it's good your parents care about you. So many parents out there probably don't care about what their kids do at all. It just, I feel like if you feel pressure, because that's what she seems to be like when I talk to her. She feels like, man, like she's waiting to get caught. Not in a good way, but she just knows it's going to happen. And it's like, why don't you just take care of that today?
Because it's I get it, because I am the most open with my parents, and I would say out of any of my sisters, all of my sisters have thought about living with their boyfriends before they're married and things like that, and they don't ever express that to my parents because they know what my parents' reaction is going to be. But like I have said, like, you know, me and Jewel Daddy were thinking about moving in together, and I ultimately decided
Olivia, no, you're a sin.
Exact reaction,
Sinner.
Basically.
That's what my wife's
family
did.
My ultimate decision was, no, I'm not going to. And it's because I don't want to disappoint my parents. I know that it's going to hurt them. And they've done so much for me that I would try to prevent hurting them as much as possible.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Hopefully my friend, I don't think I gave away too many details. Hopefully she heard this. And I know what I want her to do, but hopefully it gives her a little more, clarity on what the actual thing she should do. We appreciate it. If you ever want to be part of the show, 833-JOE-ALEX, or you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. This situation is something that I feel you could probably relate to and deal with, and I kind of wonder, 833-JOE-ALEX, how would you actually handle the situation? Maybe you've had to handle it and had a firsthand experience. What exactly would you do? Live the web, girl. What's the scenario? What happened?
So my friend told me this about her grandpa. And so she said that her grandpa will still use the word oriental to describe someone of Asian descent.
Oh, does he not realize, you know, that's a no-no?
Right. He doesn't realize that, like, that is not politically correct. That is not the terminology you use. That it's racist. He's, like, not trying to be, like...
He's not doing it like, oh, that, blah, 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 blah.
Right. He's not trying to, like, put anyone down or be mean to anyone or exclude anyone or anything like that. He just is so old. I think he's like in his late 80s.
Okay.
So he's old. I mean, he's really old. So he just doesn't like realize that like you can't say that anymore. So she's never said anything to him like, hey, grandpa, like we don't use that word anymore.
Has anybody ever said anything to this grandpa?
I don't think so. I think they just let him because, like, he's so old. But so I think it's interesting because, you know, like, if I heard my grandpa or someone in my family say that, I would, like, try to explain to him that, like, it's not politically correct. We don't say that anymore. Things like that. But so I just think it's interesting. Do you correct, like, a grandparent, someone who's really old, who says something like that?
I think you do. Let me ask you this. Let's say, Liv, you heard one of your friends say it.
Oh, well, then I would ream them.
Okay, then why wouldn't you ream grandpa? What's the difference between your friend who's younger and maybe they understand more things than your grandpa? Maybe you don't have to tear your grandpa a new one or break his hip.
Right.
Grandpa, take it. But you, I think, at least explain him, like, look, grandpa, whether you mean that or not, like, that is so insensitive. That's very insulting. That could be racist. It could be a lot of bad things. This is what you say.
So I guess she hasn't. She said she hasn't because he is in his late 80s and he has dementia. So he's not like fully all there. He's not in the headspace that he used to be in. He's not as sharp, as quick as he used to be.
All right, let's take the dementia out of it because that is the case going on there. I guess that's maybe something. But 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. In this case, would you step up and say something? And I mean, I can't even, I'm trying to figure out how I can say something that my great uncle, like it was, he was called my great uncle. He was somehow related to me. The guy, I think he lived like he was 90, but I remember like even in his 70s or so, mid 70s, he said something about, I'm trying to think of how to say it without getting in trouble. He didn't say the N-word. Okay. And he didn't mean it in a racist way. But it's like, dude, that is the most racist thing I've ever heard somebody say.
So
and he was talking about how black a baby was.
How black a baby was?
He was like, you were doing, he's like, oh, that blah, blah, blah. And he didn't swear. He didn't say the N-word. But he's like, oh, this that black lady's baby was. And he compared it to something. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, do I say something to this uncle?
Well, Lenny Bree, how does that make you feel hearing that? Like, what do you think? Would you say something?
To be honest, I feel like people should be notified that it isn't right to say that. I honestly didn't know Oriental was a racist term.
I mean, you just don't use that anymore.
You say
it's like
somebody's
dated.
Like, you say like, hey, they're Asian. You'll say, oh, they're Oriental. You don't say that. You say they're Asian. You could still use the word Oriental for like Oriental rugs or different things, but you don't describe a person as Oriental. Mm.
Well, yeah. I mean, whenever people say things, I guess when people compare skin color, I don't think that's necessarily racist. Like if you were like, he's black as charcoal.
It was very similar to that. It was very similar to what he said. Yes. You don't think that's a bad thing?
No, because I mean, I feel like there's a double standard. I feel like if somebody were to say, oh, he's as white as, or he's as pale as a ghost, I don't think anybody would think that was racist.
You know what? Like as a white guy that burns way too much in the sun, yeah, you're right. Like for me, that doesn't offend me. And I don't think it's offensive. I don't know. Maybe do we kind of lean one way thinking one thing's more offensive for a certain race compared to another? I don't know. But that's an interesting point, Lenny. And by the way, too, I just want to make sure I'm right because Liv brought it up. Is your dad black and your mom's white? Is that right?
The other way around.
Okay, mix it up. So that's why you were kind of bringing up there, Liv. Like, how does Lenny feel about it?
Because
he's got a unique perspective that neither one of us do.
Right, exactly.
All right, cool. Lenny, thanks for that. Let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Hey, Aaron, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Oh, well, when you guys were talking about the grandpas calling Oriental people Oriental, it reminded me of my grandparents who live in northern Indiana, and they don't predominantly see anyone in their community other than white people, and they still use the term colored when they're speaking of, like, a colored person. And I'm married to an Indian man, and it doesn't really bother me, per se, or him, but it's definitely like, no, Grandma, you don't say that, but I don't say anything to her, because at this point in her life, she's so old, she's not going to change.
Yeah.
Right, and you don't think she's trying to offend anyone. She's not purposely trying to put anyone
she's
down.
She's, like, literally trying to explain to you who she's talking about or describing someone. She's not, like, saying it in a negative way. And I'm definitely like, no, I would never say that as, like, a 28-year-old. But she's not going to change when she's near 80.
I think that's a good point, unfortunately, too. But I think you bring up a thing there. Hey, I want to get to some more calls. So 833-JOE-ALEX, if you can chime in and join in this conversation, if maybe you got a similar experience or what you would do in that situation, 833-JOE-ALEX. Also hit us up Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Wow, a lot of people chiming in this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl shared a story about one of her friend's grandparents, and apparently he doesn't realize that it's not probably the best thing to say when you're describing somebody that's Asian. He still says Oriental, and he's like, what, almost 90 years old, Liv?
Yeah, he's like, I think, around 85, 86 or something.
I feel like that's common. Like, we all have just older grandparents or people that we know in our family, and they're not even trying to be offensive or racist or anything like that, but they say things just like, dude. Do that. You cannot say that. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick things off with Ann. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story?
So I worked as a travel nurse, and I pick up some assignments in, like, more rural hospitals. And even in the not-so-rural hospitals, I'll come across, like, sweet little old ladies who kind of come off as racist. But, I mean, I know that when they say these things, they don't mean to be. But in one hospital, I was actually in the room with the patient, sweet little old lady, with a doctor who was Egyptian, and he was saying his name to her, introducing himself, and she says to him, like, no, I can't say that name. What's your first name? He says his first name, and she makes the face, and she's like, well, that sounds Arab, and then she kind of laughs, like, you can tell she is, you know, just a little old lady who doesn't completely understand what she's saying, but it was kind of horrifying to stand there and hear it.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
It was very awkward, and I felt like I should have said something, but at the same time, the person that it was directed to was standing right there, and I felt like he could have said something, but it was very strange for him
to also not say anything and just laugh it off. And I think it's very difficult to say something to especially an elderly person that you don't have like a close rapport with. Right.
There's a certain level of respect that you give old people. Just like, wow, yeah, you so made it this far along.
You kind of let them slide, and you're right. You don't know if they're coming on the verge of dementia, because when you work with those types of patients, you just don't know if it's going to click.
Yeah, right. That's a good point, Ann. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to line number 3 this morning. What up, Jason? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What'd you want to say?
I just think Oriental. I mean, it's not even that big of a deal. I think if you think about it, I think Liv's being a little oversensitive. I mean, he's not using anything else, and you have to worry about being politically correct with everything you say. You couldn't say a lot of stuff anymore. Can't worry about being too sensitive.
I mean, I just think that everyone deserves the respect, and so if they don't appreciate being called something, then I think that's okay. I mean, I think that to call someone Oriental, I just think it's a little demeaning.
You know,
and I think other people think it's demeaning.
Well, Liv, it really depends like where you're from, because everywhere is different. For instance, I lived in San Diego for a while. You know, you don't say the word Latino down there. You say Mexican. But where I was from in New Jersey, like,
well,
you would never
say Mexican for someone who's from Mexico. But what if they're from Colombia?
It doesn't matter. You just don't like say
they're Colombian.
But you would never say the word Latino over there, because then you'll offend the Mexicans. So then,
them Mexican because that's what they are.
Right, but if they're not Mexican, like, then you still don't say Latino.
Yeah, I get that. Though.
And then,
that
like, where I lived in
me.
New Jersey, you never like say the word Latino because, like, for some reason, that's offensive.
Mm. Yeah, so you're saying both in San Diego.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. In New Jersey, you would never say Mexican because for some reason, like, that's
if
offensive.
They're from Mexico.
Yeah, Mexican.
Yeah, like you don't say that. I don't know why. I can't tell you. You just have to live in the culture to understand.
Right. No, I mean, I get it. And other places have different things, but I don't know. I think being like PC is not the worst thing in the world.
Is it Lara? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll wrap things up with you. What do you want to say?
Hi. I want to say, okay, first, is Liv Asian?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I am Asian, and I'm not offended by that term.
And that's amazing.
Well, Orient means of the East. So if you're saying that that's racist and saying Southern, calling somebody from Mississippi a Southerner is racist.
No, but like, for example, hold on. In your point. But for example, if you Google Oriental right now, it could be something with East Asia. It could also be, it says here, offensive noun. It could be saying a person of East Asian descent is Oriental. It's offensive. So according to dictionary.com, take Liv Webgirl's question out of it. You're wrong. But I mean, these are all opinions here. That's why we're asking the question.
I mean, yeah, it's an opinion. I mean, it's Orient versus Occidental, which is the West. I personally don't think it's racist.
Okay.
A geographic area isn't racist. But also, like, how old is her? I mean, her grandpa's in his late 80s. How often is he actually going around saying Oriental? Like, does he say it every day? I doubt it. I don't even say it. Like, I can't think of the last time I used it. Unless I was talking about the Oriental Trading Company.
Do you know anything, Liv? Like, how often? I mean, like, was this, like, a one-time
thing? I mean, no, I just
think
that, like, he was watching something on TV, and he was like, oh, you know that Oriental actress? So here is my thing.
Hey, thank you for the call, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I like hearing your point of view, because obviously I'm not in your shoes. When I was in college, I had a girl who was Asian in my sorority. Her mom was Vietnamese and her dad was Filipino. And someone said Oriental describing her, and she went off.
Really?
On that person, went off. She started tweeting about them. She like was posting stuff on her Instagram about them. She just went off and was like, that is so disrespectful. Like, that is so racist, all of this stuff. And then I was like, if that is triggering her that bad, I'm just going to take it out of my dictionary. I never want to upset someone.
If you don't use it, you're not going to get anything blown up in your face.
Right, exactly.
Liv, you're going to love this. So, you know how I used to work at Applebee's?
Yeah.
They have an Oriental chicken salad, right?
I know they do. I've tried
it. I was bringing one to a table, and it just so happened they were Asian. And at Applebee's, you're always busy, so I try to shorten things. So I cut off the chicken salad part, and I had it, and I just dropped it down, and I was like, Oriental? And I was like,
oh, God, poor John.
Not a good moment.
Oh, I love trash.
It's
the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tyler Perry has a new show coming out called The Oval. The White House drama will air on BET, which is owned by Viacom. The series will star Ed Quinn and Cron Moore as the first couple. The Oval is the first programming to be revealed since Perry inked a multiple-year content partnership with Viacom in July 2017.
Viacom, so nobody like tweets.
Viacom.
It's all good.
Sorry.
I know. Liv, by the way, is trying so hard. She has been living off protein and nuts for like a week, and I think she's dying.
I am dying. My brain is scrambled. My body is giving up slowly, but that's why it's good it's Friday,
because
I'll have
detoxed.
The weekend to recharge. Yeah, I'm detoxing. It's going great.
My brain's melting. All right, sorry. Continue.
Anyways, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis showed us again why they're absolutely relationship goals when they posted a hilarious video making fun of an In Touch cover story that claimed they were getting a divorce.
Babe, what's happening? What's going on?
It's over between us.
It's over between us?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are we gonna do?
I felt suffocated.
You felt suffocated by me? Oh, I was just so overbearing, wasn't I?
Also,
what else is going on?
I took the kids.
Oh, you took the kids? I don't get the kids anymore?
Well, but you had a very dark secret exposed.
Oh my gosh, what was the dark secret?
I don't know. I only have this photo.
Must have been really dark. Thanks.
So when they actually do break up, can we keep this audio? Because that'll be much funnier.
Perfect, yes. But don't ever say they're breaking up, because they're the most perfect couple ever. If you want to see the video, because Ashton Kutcher looks super hot in it with a mustache, go to our profile on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And in our story, we have the link to it.
Dope.
Anderson Cooper was on CNN last night and gave an emotional farewell to his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, who passed away on Monday at the age of 95.
My mom would be stunned by all the attention and the kind words that had been written and spoken about her. Right now, things seem a lot less bright and magical without her. My dad died when I was 10, and my brother when I was 21. She was the last of my immediate family, the last person who knew me from the beginning. They're all gone, and it feels very lonely right now. I hope they are at least together.
Man, that is so tough to hear. Definitely thinking about Anderson Cooper.
I have goosebumps listening to that. I mean, so, so, so sad. Halsey says she is experiencing an existential crisis over the Black Mirror episode where Miley Cyrus plays a pop star named Ashley O. After watching the episode, Halsey tweeted, "Black Mirror episode about a pop star named Ashley with colorful hair? Existential crisis, engage. If I died, they killed me." Sources say that the producers of the next Netflix show were vaguely aware of Halsey and that Ashley O is actually Ashley O based on a mixture of young pop stars such as Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and even Whitney Houston.
Hey, if the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, if it's relatable, it could totally be you.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so coming up in the next garbage, Ariana Grande has major, major music news.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. Is driving high, like if you smoke weed or you take an edible, do you think that's as dangerous as somebody that is distracted by texting and driving? Maybe they're a little groggy because they maybe are sleeping. You know what I mean? Like we ever drive so much we start to fall asleep. That's pretty dangerous. Or, I mean, the one that we all know. Drinking and driving. We all know that's bad, right? A new survey by AAA is showing that people believe driving high is viewed as less dangerous than drinking and driving, distracted or drowsy driving. And they say that, it's not that big of a deal. But AAA totally says you're wrong. The guy said, quote, "Marijuana can significantly alter reaction times and impair a driver's judgment, yet many drivers don't consider marijuana impaired driving as a risky behavior like drunk driving or talking on the phone while you're driving." That's from David Yang. He's the executive director of the AAA Foundation of Traffic Safety. So that sounds like an official title that knows what they're talking about. Lenny Bree, man, let's go to you first and then some phone calls. 833-JOE-ALEX. What do you think?
Man, my friends drive stoned all the time. And one thing that they do when they're driving stoned is they pay extra attention because they know that they're stoned. So like,
no. So why are they, why are they paying extra attention then? Why are they doing that if it doesn't affect you as bad as drinking and driving? Why are they paying
because
extra?
Usually they like smoke in the car or they'll have weed in the car. So if you get pulled over with weed in the car, you're screwed. So you have to be extra careful. Whenever I've let's just say
whenever
I've
had my shit. Be careful what you
shit.
Say. Don't sell for people you know, yeah.
Right. Whenever people I know have done it, they just drive slower. They drive slower. They look more when they're crossing the street, so...
See,
I think it's safer.
You think it's like none of them super safe, but you say like that's not as dangerous as drinking and driving or talking on your phone or texting.
I think it's safer than driving when you're not high.
Do you think you're better? Do you think somebody's better driving high than anything else? Like maybe it makes them more alert?
All the wrecks I've ever been in, I've never been high.
How many wrecks have you been in?
Like 7.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You were on something then. I don't know.
My insurance is high.
Yeah, I can only imagine. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to hear, maybe you're a person that likes to smoke every day. And also they say too, a lot of times people smoke and they don't realize that, you know, the actual effect of getting high could take an hour to 4 hours to really hit you while you're driving. So maybe you're like, oh, well, it's been a few hours. It's like, no, you could be fully in it. What do you guys think? Like, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, do you agree? I mean, all these are bad, right?
Yeah, I would not like to be in the car with someone who is smoking or who is high and is driving. I don't think it's like necessarily safe. I'd rather be with someone who's completely dead sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't smoke weed. It's not for me. Obviously, I have friends that do it because it's 2019. But like, if it were up to them or me driving, I would be like, nope, sorry. I'm taking the keys. You're not driving. I'm driving.
And I feel like no matter who you're going to ask, if you're someone that smokes, you're going to say it's safe. If you're someone that doesn't smoke, you're going to say it's not safe.
Yeah.
But so a long time ago, me and a friend, like we might have, and he drove.
We might have.
And I'm pretty sure he ran a red light.
Which would be the same thing if you're drinking and driving or if you're distracted on your phone. I am not proud of some of the crap I've done on my cell phone because I'm looking, replying to a group text or an email.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean he might have ran a red light?
Because, like I said, I was also under the influence.
So you couldn't even tell.
Poor Chop is so afraid to say that he smoked weed. It's okay. A lot of people have tried stuff in their life.
Well, I mean, I definitely don't anymore just because I can't.
All right. Why they drug tested?
But did you die?
No, I get all like dizzy no, Lenny. And
but
I wanna
but people have Lenny. No. Let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning. Do you want to have your name or do you want to be anonymous?
This me?
Yeah, this is you. Do you want to be anonymous or do you want to use your name?
I'll be anonymous.
All right, anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex show, and you heard what we're saying here. Do you think that people that are driving high are not as bad as people that are drunk driving or distracted driving?
I think it just depends on who it is. If it's somebody that has experience with it, with driving high, I don't think there's any issues.
Do you drive high?
I do, yeah.
You?
I do.
Have you ever
and,
had any...
I feel safe. I feel comfortable. Maybe when I started out, not as much, but it's... I don't know. I feel safe.
All right. I don't, but I'd say the same thing if you were drinking a bunch of beer, too. I have nothing against weed. It's not my thing. I wish I could do that, and it would relax me like I hear great stories about, but I don't care if you're popping a pill you shouldn't be popping, if you're drinking, if you're looking at your phone, anything that takes you away from the wheel with a 1,000 or 2,000-pound vehicle that could kill somebody, I'm not the biggest fan of, while you're doing that. If you're just at home chilling, by all means,
smoke,
drink, eat glue. I don't care.
Eat glue. you mean sniff glue? I think that's what people do with glue.
Oh, is that what they do? Hey, Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I used to smoke a lot when I was younger before I had kids. I don't anymore, but I would try not to drive. But when I would, I would feel like I was going really fast and I'd be going like 25 miles an hour. So I feel like it does impair people, like if they smoke and drive. You feel like you're doing something that you really aren't.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you do that because this is not a knock on people that smoke weed for whatever reason or saying it's bad. It's just like, I think it's another example of something that impairs you. Just like, I love to drink. I'm borderline alcoholic. I talk about drinking so much. Anonymous, thank you for calling in. But they do have effects. It just amazes me that people don't think that it's as bad. Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say right now I'm on a 2-hour drive, and it was harder for me to pull out my phone than it was for me to do a couple edibles.
Oh, my gosh. Did you eat the edibles when, like, you were driving?
Not while I was driving, but right before I started driving, it calms you down, makes it a little easier to drive, and less paranoid.
Well, the Joe and Alex show just reminds you to be safe, practice safe driving,
yes,
and
use hands-free
technology.
Now, listen, I don't like admitting this, but like, just I don't know. I'm not worried about getting in trouble, whatever. They don't drug test us, but I just personally don't. I think it's cool, but like, I wish I could get some of the effects you say about relaxing. Brandon, you listen to the Joe and Alex show. You know, I'm the most anxious, OCD, high, tense guy in the world that there is. I wish I could calm down. Fortunately, I can't. Like, I tried an edible from a friend like a year and a half ago. I did it on a Sunday. I swear to God, I came into work like, I don't know how I did the show. I don't know how I drove to work.
So you drove high. Were you scared while you were driving?
God, yes. It was the scariest freaking thing in my life.
Yeah, see, I don't think that you should ever be like that scared driving, because I think when you're almost like too scared, it's like new drivers when they're so scared.
You don't know what you're doing.
That also kind of inhibits your driving skills as well. And I don't think texting and driving is good either.
No, you got in an accident doing that.
I wasn't texting and driving, but everyone says I was. I was not texting and driving.
Okay, I'm just giving you crap. Anonymous is on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say? Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
Oh, sorry. I'm good. How are you?
Are you high right now?
No.
No, we're good. What did you want to say? I want to hear your opinion.
So I'm also someone that used to smoke, and I no longer do, but I was the kind of person that when I would smoke, I would not have been able to drive. Like, I was the kind of person that almost needed to just sit on the couch and chill because I couldn't function very well. But my friend I would smoke with, she could function just completely fine. Like, you would not ever know that she was high. So sometimes I kind of feel like everyone's a little different on how they feel and react and can function when they're high. So I personally don't agree with people driving when they're high, but at the same time, I think you know how you feel and react when you're high. So it's kind of maybe one of those situations where you need to just be smart about it and use your judgment. Like, if you're like me and you don't function, don't get in a car.
Anonymous, that is a great point. Let's do another Anonymous. We'll wrap up with this one. Hello, other Anonymous. Do you smoke?
I do, rarely.
Okay.
I will not smoke and drive at all. My girl smokes a lot more than I do, and she thinks nothing of it. And when we're in the car and she's driving, I pay more attention because I know she's high, and I don't really like how she is when she does drive when she's high.
What do you mean by that? What does she do?
Like, she drives differently. Like, she pays attention, but I feel like it's like more slow for her to like realize more what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, but she doesn't think anything of it. She's like, I'm fine. Like, okay, to get pulled over and DUI.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I wonder how many people have, like, called in the cops on me think that I'm high, because I've realized now as I'm getting older, I leave my turd signal on for a long time. It's kind of embarrassing.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
I like today's dummy of the day because it's in a different state. Usually, I feel like we're always in Florida. Today, we're going into Louisiana. This guy was caught on video stealing his neighbor's surveillance camera. Uh-oh, that's awkward.
Why?
Well, he went into the guy's garage, and it was seen on the camera that was set up inside, and he was stealing a bunch of different items, and he realized, oh, crap, there's a camera. I better steal that, too.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, the victim got an alert on their phone that, hey, somebody's in your home, or at least in your garage, so they called the police. The thief then noticed, oh, the camera's rolling. Uh-oh. After going back to his home, he returned to his neighbor's house, and, well, that's where the cops were, and he was arrested and charged with simple burglary. The best part is the actual video that the person whose house was getting broken into in the garage shared with everybody, because the guy like looks and you can just see him like, crap. So he grabs it and kind of like puts it to his side almost in
that
his pocket.
Is so freaking funny.
I just think about that. Not that I'd commit a crime, but when I'm like walking my dogs, I notice like which neighbors of mine have Ring like doorbell cameras. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, like how would I, if I was going to break into this house, how would I do it?
In 2019, okay, that is bizarre.
No,
why
it's just a hypothetical
question.
You never think about stuff like how would you pull off a crime and get away with it?
No, not really. I do think about crazy things. Like, I think about crazy things. I had to like dip these towels in freezing cold water at my job the other day, my new job. And in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, what if my boss is just trying to torture me to see how much I would actually put up with? So I think about crazy things, but not like how to rob someone.
All right, well, now you're making this sound worse than it was. It was just a simple idea because I've seen it on video. I'm like, I bet I could do it better.
I just think in 2019, it is stupid to think that you have any privacy at all because you do not. You can't even pick your nose in peace because there's probably someone recording you somewhere.
Oh, we got video of you, Liv. That was quite the juicy one. You can see it online at joeandalexshow.com.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and so much time and effort. It's like baking some food for somebody that you love goes into these games that I like to play here on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you ready? Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and Lenny Bree, our technical juice. Producer. Hey, Porkchop, after the show, we got to have a juice meeting about that. I think he can't say that anymore. Are you guys ready to play a little game I call the Summer Songs game? Because today is officially the first day of summer.
Woo, woo! Let's see if Porkchop can actually get on the board this time.
Now, I got to be honest. I'm pulling for Lenny because Lenny has a victory song he sent me. I have not let anybody else hear it. It might be the best victory song I've ever heard.
That's so much pressure.
That being said, listen up here. I want Porkchop to keep score. Do not cheat. You got to all buzz in with your name. So if Porkchop buzzes in and he gets it wrong, you got to buzz in again, Liv or Lenny, okay? That's how it's going to be. And here's how it works. I'm going to give you a point for the artist, and I'll give you a point for the song. So you could get 2 points. You could get one. You could get none, all right?
Got it.
And if like Porkchop guesses the artist but gets the title wrong, buzz in and guess the title, okay? Most points wins.
Okay.
All right, and you can play along too. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I'm always interested to see how well you do when you listen to the show. Here's your first song. Buzz in at any time with your name with this song.
Porkchop.
Porkchop.
Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness.
Dang!
Are you
Get
serious?
Out of my face, Porkchop.
Yeah, bye, Porkchop.
That's impressive.
I've worked in top 40 radio for 10 years.
Okay, but you were supposed to let me win.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're breaking the rules.
You don't
here.
Get any more juice, Porkchop. I'm taking your juice away from you.
I used to talk up this song. I was actually like,
go ahead.
I wasn't producing. I was like actually on air.
I feel like that's Porkchop's song. He's like, I've got that summertime.
Summertime sadness.
Actually, not at all. What am I sad? All right, I love the summer.
All right, 2-0 right now. Porkchop in the lead. Here's your next summertime song.
When I met you in the summer.
Porkchop.
Porkchop.
Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Summer.
Give me a title.
Shoot.
Summer. 3. What is it?
Summer.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
4-0. Where did Mr. Zero come from?
I'm sorry, he's old and has been working in top 40 radio for way longer than I have been. I was like,
yeah, you're greasy.
Yeah.
Greasy old man.
All right, well, let's see if Porkchop can go up 6-0 with this next song, which some would say is an oldie but a goodie. Maybe a bop from back in the day?
Porkchop.
Oh my God, Liv and Lenny are sucking today. Porkchop, what is that?
Well, I mean, it could either be...
Just give me and I'll see if I accept it or not.
Okay, Grease Megamix or John Travolta.
Okay. What's the song title?
Summer Lovin'.
I will give you 1 point. That's Grease. It's called Summer Nights.
Had me a blast. Summer Lovin' happened so fast.
How is Porkchop kicking your butts? You guys aren't even buzzing
he's
in.
Old.
I don't know, but I'm calling an assassin right now, so watch out, Porkchop.
No.
Oh my gosh.
You at least know this part.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Tell me more. I hate that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
All right.
Of course you do.
Here we go. More complaints from Liv and Lenny with this song, which Porkchop will probably get right.
Drums, please.
Porkchop?
Yeah, Porkchop. What's your guess?
Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg?
That's embarrassing.
Boy, get out of my face
that
with that.
Not gin and juice.
Sipping on
he loses 5
juice.
Points for that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
that's
me?
Embarrassing.
No, you stop. That sounds just like it.
All right, I need a
sipping
guess. I need a guess.
All right, let me.
That's it. That's all you get.
Oh.
We got to move along here, guys. Do you have a guess?
Yeah,
you
no, I have a 0 guess.
Lenny, do you have a guess?
Oh, no.
My guess was better than all of yours. Jeez.
You said this song was gin and juice.
Dude, listen back. Oh. Okay.
Laid back.
No, listen, I was listening to the beat part, and it sounds just like it.
This
yes,
is not,
it does.
Listen, everybody listen. Here we go. Sing along. Go ahead. Let me know when you like wrap it.
Lay back.
My mind on my money and my
sipping on gin and juice. Yeah, lay thank you. Back. All of you, shut up.
No, I'm trying to like go along as a joke.
Also, notice how even keel me and Lenny are, and Porkchop is literally—he's
a competitive guy,
red in the face.
Because it sounds just like it.
He sounds like you're on roids. Okay, what's the score?
Yeah, he's having a rage fest.
What's
right
the score,
now?
Porkchop? What's the score?
5-0.
All right, that's not good, Goose guys. Egg. Here we go. Next song.
Live.
Liv could get on the board with.
That is by. Oh,
three.
My goodness. Wait.
Two.
Summertime.
Okay.
Pork chop.
Yes, pork chop.
Chop suey.
What? Right.
Dude, he's going to start losing points.
All right.
I know this song.
Me too.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. Taking that they have one wish.
It's like UFO or something. It's their name is an acronym, I think.
Yes, it was. I gave you guys the buzzer. That was Summer Girls by LFO.
LFO, not UFO. God.
LMAO.
I was totally going to say Summer Girls.
Well, you would have gotten a point, Lenny, and gotten on the board and had a chance to have your victory song played, but...
I hate this.
Dude, trust me. I'm sitting back watching Porkchop destroy you guys. Everybody listening probably is like, God, this is
terrible. Like he's winning, but still he's like the most mad right now. It makes no
That's
sense.
That's because that song. people, tweet us or Instagram DM, please.
All right, here we go. You guys, I got like three more songs left. So you if Porkchop gets his next one, it's game over.
Okay.
If he gets one of the next ones, it's game over.
Okay.
With this one.
Porkchop. Wow, Justin Timberlake, Summer Love. Pull up to the red light, looking right. Come on, let me get
Dude,
your name,
BS.
Girl.
Porkchop just won the game, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, Justin Timberlake is so old.
All right,
so
yeah,
old.
My wife's... These were kind of some oldies.
Yeah, these are like, and they're weird. They're not like oldies.
Summer Love.
Do you
like,
know?
I was honestly, I was expecting some Jimmy Buffett, maybe.
Where he says,
that's not old?
No, it is, but those are classics.
Let me give you some songs. Liv, that I didn't get into that are classics here. Do you know this song right here? This is an 80s song.
No.
Bananarama, Cruel Summer.
Never heard
Beach Boys, Jimmy Buffett. Like, what is
here, you
this?
Don't, you guys don't know this?
No. Not at all. Next.
All right. What about this? This is the classic. Do you guys know this song?
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, see? Do you know who it is, though?
Rock and Rhyme.
Hey!
I am so embarrassed.
In the summertime. Is it Uncle Ben?
I think it's Mungo Jerry, so that's what it was on YouTube.
I think this
How about, I mean, you just are missing so many summer songs.
All right, what about this one right here, Honorable Consideration?
Okay.
First real six
Summer of 69. Brian Adams.
That would have been right. And last one right here. This is what I'm saying. I saved the old ones for last, Liv. Would you have known this one? These are songs with summer in them. I had to go with summer. Not like summer feeling, but summer songs.
See, I was expecting like summer feeling, summer vibes.
Mm. Ooh, I like that song. What is that, Joe?
Oh, that's Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze. Dope song. Have you never heard that?
No, I really
like
that tune,
Lenny,
though.
Listen,
I gotta write that down.
Dude, Lenny, listen to this real quick as we wrap up. This is the last thing. Check it out.
Summer Breeze.
Yeah, I know
this line.
It's good.
Oh,
you're the jazz man in my mind.
So good.
Here we go. Bow, 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 bow. All right, well, you guys come up with the game, and maybe Porkchop won't win all the time.
Porkchop!
All right, I'll come up with the game next week, I promise.
Hey, not to be a buzzkill, but summer doesn't actually start for another 2.5 hours.
Dude, Porkchop, you know what?
The worst. I mean, have we not discovered this through this segment? The worst.
Just technical, that's all.
You know what? Hold on a second. I have to wrap it up. I have to play Lenny's victory song.
Yeah!
I have to.
He promised he would play it last week, and he didn't.
You don't want me to play it, Porkchop?
Sure, play it.
Yes.
Play it. Go ahead,
I
quick.
Think he doesn't want you to play it because I think we're running out of time.
I don't care about time. I want to play Lenny's victory song, so we're going to
well,
play it.
Well, okay.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the
give
booty.
Me booty,
I want the booty,
want
back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty,
of
oh what a booty.
Alright, that's
song.
All you get, you don't get any more until he actually wins it. That's going to do it for a Friday edition here of the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. Now, before we get out of here, kind of wondering what everybody's got going on this weekend. For myself, Joe, I'm going to be hanging out with my wife, Lindsay. We're going to probably make the hike up to Michigan to go to Grand Rapids, where she's from.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 hour drive. And we're going to be there because, well, it's her birthday weekend. And no, I have not gotten her anything yet because I'm a terrible husband and totally forgot. So I'm going to give her an IOU.
I am going to Chicago for my boyfriend's roommate's birthday. They actually have the same birthday, June 23rd.
Whoa.
Yeah, so happy early birthday, Jake. We're going to go see a Cubs game because he's a giant Cubs fan.
Maybe they're twins and they were separated at birth.
I think she might be a little older.
She is. And Porkchop, what do you got going on this weekend? I guess I should turn your mic on. Sorry, I got the Fridays. I'm already out of here.
I'm a double at the steakhouse Saturday and Sunday.
All right, man. Are you going to work on improving it so you don't get any more bad reviews? If you missed it, Porkchop told us at the beginning of the show he was the reason they got a negative review.
Yeah, I don't know. I just do better, you know, I guess.
Dude, fill up people's drinks. Don't make them wait for it to be empty. When it's halfway, yeah. Would you like a refill?
I would love to see Joe serving, but go ahead.
Oh, I'd be a hell of a server.
How their food is. Like, well, wait a couple minutes after they've eaten it and ask them how it is.
That's actually something that's very important that we do. It's called the 2-bite, 2-minute check
back. Well, clearly you didn't do it this time. I'm just kidding. I love you, Porkchop.
I was just about to drop a diss, but okay.
What were you going to say?
Oh, a diss track?
Say it.
Dang,
I'm
bro.
Just as good as that job as you are here.
You're just as good as that job?
At that job as you are here.
He just murdered you. Dang. All right, well, before you guys start fighting or making out or whatever the tension is between you two, we should probably get out of here. So Liv the Web Girl, producer, Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.